Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Sure you wouldn't want to trade jobs?
Ha-ha. You stick with your green thumb, and I'll do likewise with the green paint.
Telephone, Greg.
Who is it?
Well, I'm not sure. The name is Joe, but the voice is soprano.
It must be Joanne. I'll take it up here.
Hey, you're Wilton. Listen, either you straighten up or I'll play she loves me not with your petals.
Who are you talking to?
This flower, it makes it grow better. Did you know a lot of people who talk to flowers?
Yeah, but you're the only one who thinks he gets answers.
It's funny.
Peter, look out!
Those pots! They could have been my head.
Who cares about the Domo pots? Look at me!
Bobby, you saved my life. Thanks. I owe you my life.
Forget it.
No way. Somehow, some way, I'm going to pay you back for this. I promise.
What happened?
Hey, which one of you clowns knocked over my paint?
Oh, no. Are you hurt?
No. Just green.
Dad, that ladder was heading straight for my head. And Bobby pushed me out of the way at the risk of his own life. I'll never forget it. Never.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our planet. Well, it's water-based. I better hose you down.
I'm really shook from that brush with death. Bobby's a real hero.
Peter, would you go up to your room?
Okay.
I'll fill up a bathtub, Mr. Brady. Would you please send me up whatever's left?
Better hurry, Dad. It feels like I'm beginning to harden.
Okay. Shut your eyes. Stay in your mouth.
Looks like Greg painted Bobby instead of the shutter.
What in the world?
Leprechaun
with a skin condition.
Very funny.
Mike, what happened?
The ladder fell over with a paint bucket on it, and guess who was under it?
Hurry up, Dad, I'm freezing!
Mike, I better get him into a hot bath.
Well, being a hero means extra baths. Forget it.
Hello, Peter. Glad to see you doing your homework.
This isn't my homework. I'm making out my will.
Your will?
I'm leaving all my earthly possessions to Bobby for saving my life.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Peter.
If it wasn't for Bobby's bravery, I wouldn't be talking to you. This will is the least I can do.
By the way, where is your beneficiary?
Oh, he's still in the tub.
Thanks.
Hi. I guess I looked pretty weird, didn't I?
Oh, no, not for a creature from the Green Lagoon. Hey, I think you've been in there long enough. Dinner's just about ready. And Alice has fixed something really special for our hero. Okay?
Okay.
I still see that the flowered wallpaper is the prettiest for our room.
Cindy, when it comes to interior decorating, you'd make a good lumberjack.
I like the stripes. You make it two lumberjacks.
You know, I read a book on color psychology, and they say that earth colors are really restful.
Sure, if you're being buried.
Marcia, we can't have a lot of browns and blacks in our room.
Well, yeah. I
know dark flowers
and
are ridiculous.
And those stripes,
Hold it, girls. Look, I have agreed to repaper your bedroom, but only in one pattern now, right?
Yes, and you'd better agree on one pretty fast, or we're going to forget about it.
They waste all their precious time arguing about insignificant things. Wallpaper's so unmeaningful in the scheme of things.
What scheme of things were you referring to, Peter?
Life. Have you ever stopped to consider the value of one's life? To one's existence?
Yeah. Without life, you're dead.
Sure, go ahead and laugh. You guys haven't been at death's door.
You haven't even made it to the front porch.
Peter, aren't you taking that near miss this morning just a little seriously?
Oh, Mother, 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 you don't know how it feels to be snatched from the jaws of doom and be given a new chance at life.
Sorry I'm late. I took such a long bath, I'm like a wrinkled prune.
Have a seat, pal.
Thanks, Peter.
The all-American dish for the all-American hero.
Right.
Hungarian goulash.
Okay.
Since when is Hungarian goulash American?
Since Zsa Zsa Gabor became a citizen. I'd have whipped up a medal, too, but all the gold went to buy the meat.
I'd like to propose a toast to the bravest person in the world.
I'll toast to him. Who is he?
My brother, Bobby.
Very sweet, Peter.
Peter, it's nice to know you think I'm so brave, but honestly...
Well, let me finish. I want to make a solemn promise, and you're all my witnesses, that I'm going to be worthy of the life Bobby has given back to me.
Hear from Bobby.
And also, that I, Peter Brady, am going to be Bobby Brady's slave for life.
Well, I don't think you have to go that far.
Me neither, if that's what he wants.
Oh, no, you don't.
What are you doing?
Polishing your shoes, that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to do it every day for you.
Well, you don't have to do that.
I owe you. Go do something you enjoy.
Thanks, Peter. That's really nice of you.
It's nothing. If it wasn't for you, instead of polishing these shoes, I'd be polishing my harp at the pearly gates. Oh, sorry about that, pal.
It's okay.
No, it's really inconsiderate of me to whistle while you're trying to read. I won't do it again.
I don't really want to read anyway.
How's that?
You missed the spot right there.
Oh, right, right. I get it. Sorry about that.
Darn this radio. All I get is static.
Leave it to me. I'll fix it right after I finish these shoes. I'll get it.
Barbara wants you on the phone.
What does she want?
She says her party started a half an hour ago, and where are you?
Oh, well, tell her I can't make it. Something much more important came up.
Okay, but she'll be mad.
Peter, you don't have to cancel the party, just for me.
Bobby, how can I enjoy a dumb old party knowing that the person who saved my life is sitting home with a bad case of static?
Mom tells me you finally chose your wallpaper.
Yeah, Dad, here it is.
It was unanimous.
Hey, that's terrific. How'd you all manage to agree?
We didn't.
You just said it was unanimous.
Well, it was unanimous that we flip a coin for it.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a democratic way. Well, tomorrow I'll round up the boys and we'll get started.
Great. You won't get Peter to help, though. He's too busy being Bobby's slave.
Yeah, Bobby saved Peter's life and now Peter's working himself to death.
It's really great. Can I write it sometime?
Sometime? All the time. I'm making it for you, pal.
Me? How come?
He saves my life and asks, how come?
That's really great of you, Pete. But honest, you don't have to.
But I do.
No, you don't.
Bobby, I do.
Well, if you insist.
Bobby, honey, could you get that for me, please?
Yeah. Hello? Oh, hi, Steve. No, I can't make it to the ball game. Well, sure, I'm loyal to the team, but And I got some work to do around the house, you know. Well, hey, hold on a minute, Steve. Something wrong with your thumb?
Yeah, I was working on your go-kart and I smashed it with the hammer.
Well, I guess that rules out the favor I was gonna ask.
What favor?
I just couldn't ask a guy with a sore thumb, even if I did save his life.
Go ahead, ask me.
No, it just wouldn't be right after you've polished my shoes, made my bed, cleaned up my closet, fixed my radio, oiled my bike, took out the trash for me, and all those other things.
Will you ask me?
Well, Steve wants me to watch him pitch against the Wooden Wolves, but it's my turn to clip the stupid hedges. And if you could... No, it just wouldn't be fair for you to be clipping the hedges while I'm sitting at a ball game eating hot dogs and snow cones.
I'd clip the stupid hedges for you, but I got a date with Barbara, whose party I missed because of you.
Oh, well, it's okay, Pete. I understand. You don't have to clip the stupid hedges just because I saved your life.
Okay, I'll cancel Barbara again and I'll clip the stupid hedges.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I want to, I want to. As soon as I take care of my thumb.
Peter, let me see that. Oh, honey, you better go soak that in cold water till the swelling goes down, okay?
Okay.
I got it all worked out. Meet you at the park. Bye. See you later, Mom.
Bobby. You have really been running Peter ragged. Now, don't you think you might be overdoing a good thing?
Oh, no, Mom. Peter's enjoying every minute of it.
Hey, what happened to you?
I was clipping the stupid hedges and I fell in that rose bush.
That was Bobby's turn to clip the stupid hedges.
It was, but I volunteered.
You volunteered or you were drafted?
What's the difference?
Look, I've seen what's going on. Bobby's making a pigeon out of you.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay, but it's your wings that are getting clipped.
He pitched a two-hitter and won 14-13.
How'd they get 13 runs in a two-hitter?
Steve gave a few walks. The umpire was Mr. Ellison.
So?
He's a circulation manager for a magazine. They're having a big contest. The guy who sells the most subscriptions wins a surfboard.
So?
So if one thing I'd really like, it's a surfboard.
Lots of luck.
I don't stand a chance of winning alone.
If that's a hint, I got more important things to do than sell magazine subscriptions.
You got time to lay around in your bed doing nothing.
Doing nothing? I'm wiped out from doing all the work around here for you. Besides that, Barbara's not even speaking to me anymore.
It was your idea. I, Peter Brady, I'm your slave for life. Isn't that what you said?
Okay, I'll help you sell magazine subscriptions.
No. Not if you're gonna be mad about it.
I'm not mad!
You're mad, and I'm not gonna accept any more favors unless you can do them with a smile on your face.
I'm smiling, see?
It's not a smile. Forget I saved your life.
You wanna know the truth? I'm sorry you saved my life. Living with a selfish creep like you isn't living.
Well, talk about ungrateful. That's how you feel to stay away from falling ladders when I'm around. Because I'm not going to be around.
Great, because I got nothing more to say to you for the rest of my life.
Well, then I got nothing more to say to you for the rest of my life.
Fine, and you know something else? I'm writing you out of my will. What kind of cereal is this?
Well, it's something new we're trying. Instead of popping, cracking, and exploding, it just lays there and tastes good.
Let's start this morning.
Two glasses of cow juice, two bowls of cereal, coming right up.
Skip me, Alice. I'm particular who I eat with.
I just lost my appetite. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Peter.
I bring you the latest war bulletin, Mrs. Brady. All's quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, did Peter and Bobby make up?
No, all's quiet because they're not speaking to each other.
Oh, well, let me tell you something, Alice. If those boys don't make up pretty soon, we're going to start a counterattack on their rear flank.
Listen, you guys just plaster the holes, not the spots, okay?
Boy, this is hard work.
We just got started.
It's a good time to remember to do homework.
Hey, no goofing off.
Hey, but I just want to ask Dad one question.
Yeah, what's that?
How long before we take a coffee break?
Never mind, just plaster.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Here, want to wash it?
Yeah.
It's getting kind of dry.
I just wanted to ask you...
Sorry, Bobby. You can't move into my room with me.
How did you know I was going to ask that?
Because Peter asked me the same question before you did.
Well, I'd be a lot better roommate than that ungrateful creep.
Bobby, Peter's very grateful for what you did. Let's face it, you used him.
Well, I saved his life, didn't I?
Look, I'm not going to argue about it. You two are stuck with each other.
Not if I can help it.
Well, you're not moving in with me, so you better work out a peaceful coexistence.
Boy, nobody in this house has any respect for heroes.
I'm doing it because I happen to like nuts. If it bugs you, leave the room.
It's as much mine as it is yours.
Hey, then you do your thing over there, and I'll do my thing over here. And just so there won't be any misunderstanding. This is your part of the room. This is my part of the room. This is no man's land. TV set.
It's my outlet, and you want to know something else?
I can't hear you through no man's land.
Well, you better listen a lot harder, because this will really interest you.
What?
The bathroom's on my side of no man's land.
And smooth it out. And here it is. How do you like it, girl?
Oh, I love it. Brilliant.
Very nice, Mr. Brady. Very, very nice.
Alice? Want to play a game or something, Alice?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Bobby. Not tonight. I've got to go to bed early. I didn't sleep very well last night.
Why not?
Well, I stayed up half the night watching one of those TV horror movies. The Demon that Devoured Detroit gave both of us heartburn.
Want to watch some TV with me, Greg?
Sorry, I got a date. I'll see you later.
Hey, where are you going?
We're going to spend the night at my friend Helen's house.
How come?
That wallpaper paste made our room smell too yucky.
Have fun.
Yeah. Whoopee.
Good night, son.
Don't stay up past your bedtime.
Good night. Might as well go to sleep right now. There's nobody around here to do anything with.
Oh, now, Bobby, Peter's home.
That's the same thing as being alone.
Bob, look, this has gone far enough now. I want you to go upstairs and make up with Peter right now.
He's the one that should apologize to me.
Wrong. You're the one who took the advantage of the situation.
Right. But why don't you go on upstairs and tell Peter you're sorry, okay?
Okay.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. Pete? I just want to say I'm sorry.
I bet you are.
I am. I apologize for saving your life.
You apologize for saving my life?
Yeah. See, if I hadn't have, then you wouldn't have done me all those favors and promised to be my slave for life. And you wouldn't have quit in only a week. We wouldn't have gotten mad. So I'm sorry for saving your life.
Why, that's the crummiest apology I've ever heard.
It wasn't crummy. I was being sincere.
Sincerely crummy?
Well, in that case, I take back my apology.
Good. Creep. Okay. Now you're gonna get it. You can stand there all night for all I care. Got all night to shoot the breeze.
Peter, you gotta let me out. Peter.
Yeah, Ernie, I'd love to meet her. Oh, yeah. Oh. Open the door.
Yeah, it saved my life.
Stop overacting.
I'm not. A couple minutes more than I could have suffocated. See?
There's plenty of air in there.
Maybe, but what about the fire?
What fire?
The one that could have started from spontaneous combustion. We studied that in school.
Dumb imagination.
Things like that happen all the time. The closet's filled with smoke. There I am, choking to death. Can't even scream for help. Flames are licking at the closet door. I'm trapped inside. Suddenly, you bust in and save me. You're a real hero, Pete.
Oh, come on.
No, really, you saved my life.
If you insist.
I insist.
Okay, well now, you're my slave. You can start off by polishing my shoes.
Nobody's anybody's slave. We saved each other, now we're even.
I guess you're right.
I'm really sorry for taking advantage of you. Okay?
Okay. You're back in my will.
You know, it's not bad if I say so myself.
I love it. Really, really nice. Mike, you know, it is so beautiful that I was thinking.
Oh, no. I remember last year when you started thinking after we painted our bedroom. You wanted to paint the bedrooms, you wanted to paint the halls, you wanted to paint downstairs, right?
Oh, well, honey, in this case, I mean, after all, the bathroom is connected to the bedroom. And the hallway is connected to the bathroom. And the...
And you're forgetting one thing.
What's that?
This whole house is connected to my wallet.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Thank you.